Hi students, I'm glad to be here today to share my knowledge and information and my long experience as an HR head of an organization which is into IT sector. I'm the HR head for Zorient Solutions and I also work with students to help enhance their knowledge in the field of HR and likewise. Today we are going to talk about performance management and the reward system. It's a very, very interesting topic and something which is prime to any organization. Okay, so let's see what all comprises as a part of our performance management system, as well as what is important from an organization to reward its people for the performance that they do. So basically, we are going to cover the overview of performance management, employee engagement, and why do we reward people. So what is performance management? We have heard the word many times. We all know about performance management. It's the in thing, right? Most of us talk about it. Performance is a part of our life. We perform at various levels. But what does it mean in an organization? So primarily, any organization which has a robust performance management process is more to do with how an organization manages performance in terms of understanding the behavior part of it, the persuasive part of it, analyze the workplace environment, and also bring out the best in its people. It's very important for people to be able to perform well and be in a certain framework to be able to give back to the organization in terms of its productivity, in terms of the growth of the organization. And a performance management process plays a pivotal role in getting an organization towards its goals. It ensures, any performance management process ensures that business runs efficiently. There has to be an effective way of managing things. And an organization has to be profitable while it is generating the value that it gives to the nation, to the economy, and the overall scale of the organization. So primarily, performance management also helps an organization as well as the shareholders, investors, all the management people, employees, the vendors, the customers, the government, and overall the society in general. So it's a very, very holistic process, guys. It's very important to understand how this whole process enables an organization. So performance management is a process of continuous communication and feedback between a manager and employee towards achieving any organization objective. The basic premise of any performance management process, guys, is to understand how you're performing. And for that, you require feedback from your managers. You need to know where you are, where you're going. Are you on the right track? And your manager or your reporting leader, whoever is your reporting leader, is generally the best person to tell you how you're going. So essentially, that is the process of managing your performance across the year. Also, it is a continuous process because you are setting individual and team goals. It has to be aligned to the strategic objectives of the organization, to the strategic goals of the organization. So it's very important that the performance has to be planned in terms of where the organization is going, where it is supposed to reach, and eventually how you are progressing in line with the organization's goals. In this whole process, you would be improving on your knowledge, you would be improving on your skills, you would be improving on the abilities of your people. And essentially, that is how a continuous performance management process is tracked. So what essentially comes in any performance management cycle? So performance management cycle starts with the plan of any forthcoming period. In certain organizations, a performance management cycle would be for a year. Certain organizations do it on a continuous basis. There are monthly performance management cycles as well, while certain organizations do it annually. They do it twice a year. Every 6 months, your performance gets analyzed. So essentially, what a manager and an employee will do, they will agree on a SMART goal. What is SMART goals, guys? Anybody of you heard what is a SMART goal? So SMART goals are goals which are measurable, okay, which are achievable, which are tangible, okay, especially which are very, very specific. So essentially, a manager would and an employee, they would come together to agree on what are the goals that they would want to achieve, essentially the SMART goals they would want to achieve. Then the manager and the employee, they sit together and they plan a personal development plan. How would an employee go about developing himself? Okay, how would he go about managing his own performance? How would he grow in the organization? Whatever actions that are required for that person to develop himself, achieve his goal, and eventually perform in this whole process, those are the actions which are determined. What can an employee do? Let's take an example. Let's assume an employee would decide that for the next 6 months, I will take a certain certification so that my skills would improve. That is one action plan he decides so that his goals are achieved. So on basis of that as well, the employees, what are the requirements for the job? What does the job really require? The manager and the employee, they sit together and they review what is important for this job to be successful. How would the employee actually achieve what is he supposed to achieve? And based on that, his whole role or his profile is updated. That is what we are looking at from the whole process, right? So what are the key components of any performance management process? There are several interrelated and related components of any performance management process. Essentially, it is a process where an employee is engaged with the organization. He understands where he stands in terms of the organization's larger perspective, the larger idea, the larger goal, or eventually where the organization is headed. So the employee has to be engaged as a part of the organization. Communication is a very, very key facet of any organization. Life cycle, and in the performance management process there has to be continuous communication, especially between the manager and the employee. The employee's competencies, whatever are the strengths or the skills that he requires for the job, he has his competencies has to be matched to the job that he is going to do. Moreover, I think the employee also needs to be a part of the process in terms of decision making. His own decision, does he really want to go that path? Is this what he is looking at from in terms of his career? Is this how he wants to grow? When an employee and the manager and the organization, when all these three elements are in sync, that's when a hearty process of employee performance management is actually achieved. Another set of components that we are looking in any performance management processes, a specific goal is assigned. Okay, there has to be continuous feedback to the employee. The employee should know where he is at every stage or every milestone. He has to be coached, he has to be told, you're here, you're doing this well, this is not going well, this is where you can improve, these are the areas which are still lacking, these are the skills you need to develop. And the process of continuous feedback and coaching is very, very crucial and important in any performance management process. Especially at the end of the process, there is an assessment. When an employee is assessed, the assessment has to be very fair. He is given a certain goal. And let's assume for some reason he is not able to achieve that goal. What are the hindrances in him to be able to achieve that goal? Those have to be assessed fairly. Why was he able to perform or not able to perform? How is he in line with other people in the same team? Were there other better performers? Is he a poor performer? Is he a medium performer? Is he a high performer? Assessment by the manager has to be fair. The fairness of this process is very, very crucial and important. At the end of any performance management process, what's very important for any employee is to be recognized if he has done a good work. If he has done good work, he's rewarded. If he has not, the rewards do not come through. And especially in this whole process, the employee has learned a lot. He has developed himself. So learning and development during the whole course of his assessment cycle is very, very crucial for an employee to be able to finally deliver what is expected of him. Right? So let us get into depth into really understanding what each of these elements of performance management are. So what do we understand by employee engagement? Have you all ever thought, why are you all engaged at any specific levels? How do we engage people? How do we keep them happy? How do they feel connected to an organization? Why do they really do what they do? What makes them come to work? There are many facets of engagement in this whole story. So employee engagement essentially is the high level of motivation to perform well at any work. How much am I intrinsically motivated to do something? For example, let's take an example. You love photography, for example, okay? It is your intrinsic motivation to photograph anything that comes in your photography space, right? You would want to do it well. You would keep looking for angles on where you would photograph. Very simple example. It's a day-to-day example of photography. If somebody is interested in photography, the person would find reasons on how he would do his photography well. So also at work, people need to have this high level of intrinsic motivation to perform well at work. They have to be passionate about what they do. They have to feel connected to the organization. They have to feel connected to the team. They have to feel connected to the values of the organization, the mission of the organization, the vision of the organization. That's when employees become more and more engaged with the organization. And in that whole process, they also invest their best efforts. Every day, they ensure success of themselves, they ensure success of their teams. And invariably, there is high productivity, there is better profitability, people would not go for leaves, they would be interested in delivering more than what is expected of them. People would not really look at why they are treated the way they were treated. You would not really see them complaining much. You wouldn't see people complaining about, oh, I'm not happy with this. My chair is not good. My table is not good. Or, you know, I've got some injury. I'm not feeling well. There are much lower levels of attrition. There is better sense of retention. More and more people would want to continue with the organization for a longer time. And invariably, the reality is that they would give better service to the customers who are the real crux of why an organization exists. An organization exists for its customers, to be able to satisfy its customers, to increase its business. And in any way, a higher employee engagement would ensure higher levels of customer satisfaction. So what are some of the sources of engagement? Why would people be motivated? So, essentially, people would be motivated when there are intrinsic motivators and there are extrinsic motivators. So intrinsic motivation, as we spoke, right, there has to be an inherent consciousness. There has to be interest in the kind of work that you're doing. For example, I am working in HR, but I have been told to work in finance, and finance is not my core area of interest. I will not perform well because I'm not engaged in the finance domain. But HR is my field of interest. I love to talk to people. I'm interested in people development. I'm interested in getting people to a certain level. I'm interested in solving people's problems. My intrinsic interest would eventually help me perform better as an HR professional. What is more important for me in my life, okay? And what is the satisfaction I'm deriving from the work I'm doing? At the end of the day, I feel, let me take my example. At the end of the day, if I leave from office and I feel I have made a difference to an employee's life, I have been able to change somebody's life, I have helped people to grow in their profession, I have been able to coach or counsel somebody well, I have been able to solve somebody's problem, I have helped somebody to perform better at work, that is a personal satisfaction I am deriving from my work, right? And that is what is coming to me intrinsically, and hence I would be more engaged with the organization. While what are extrinsic motivators? Why would I really go to work? What will keep me engaged would be, what kind of leadership the organization has? Does the leadership have a vision? Are the work processes efficient? Is there a good performance management process? Is the organization doing the right things? Is it an ethical organization? The organization has a good mission. It has a vision. That all these will motivate me to extrinsically work for an organization, right? It's also important that an individual also understands what are his own competencies, what are his own characteristics, and how can he deliver those at work. And so all these external factors, whatever are the external factors which are helping my motivation levels, or you know, upping my motivation levels along with my competencies, together help me be more engaged as an employee in any organization. So now let's look at what are objectives of a performance management system. Okay? Effectively, what does a performance management system do? What is the purpose? Why is it there? Why would organization have any performance management processes? Do all organizations have it? Yes, 99% of organizations would have a performance management process to really get their employees to a certain level of performance. So essentially, a performance management system will enable how would an employee perform, where an employee himself agrees that this is what I will deliver. Okay, essentially the job design part of it, the communication part of it, we spoke about coaching, the leadership part of it, and the training and development. These are some of the key objectives of any performance management process. Performance appraisal and feedback. How is a person performing? What is the feedback that the person gets for his performance? During the performance process, has it been a fair process? And how much an employee is empowered in a performance management process? So let us look at some concepts, performance management concepts. So many concepts as a part of this whole piece itself, right? The performance management piece itself. So it's a very strategic objective, it's a very strategic, I would say, initiative any organization takes together to get an employee to be able to perform under any circumstance, okay? So what are some of the touch points and that any PMS process? For the sake of our understanding, I will call performance management as PMS, the performance management system or a performance management process, okay? So essentially, it is important that the organization's business strategy and objectives are clear to everybody. There has to be trust in the leadership. There has to be transparent communication and so fair decision making when an organization is putting up a performance management process together. So these are some of the touch points that an employee will experience when he is going through any performance management process. Okay, essentially he has to understand the organization's business strategy and objectives. What is it that the leadership is looking at? What is the communication in the organization? How is the leadership or the organization taking its decision? Essentially looking at how it's taking its decisions. How do managers delegate? Do they empower their line managers? Are employees engaged and motivated? Is there encouragement for doing new things, coming up with new ideas? Is creativity, you know, really challenged? Is there empathy in the organization? Does the organization understand what people are going through? Also, there has to be a two-way communication. We spoke about feedback and how people get developed and whether they get recognized or rewarded. So these are some of the concepts that we will speak of more while we speak of this whole process. So it is an ongoing process, is defined as an ongoing process in which the managers help the employees. What do the managers do? Okay. So what the manager does essentially is he clarifies his expectation. As a manager, what am I expecting from you as an employee? So let's assume I have a team and I expect my team to see to it that the payroll every month happens on time for all the employees. So I will clarify my expectation with my team, whoever is managing payroll, and I will tell this person that at the end of the month, on the 30th, 100% payroll has to go on time. All employees of the organization have to receive their salary on the 30th or the 31st of every month without fail, without any errors. So I'm making my expectation clear with the person in my team who's managing my payroll. I'm also setting a goal where we are, as a manager, I identify and set goals. So I would set goals for that person, say in the next 6 months, the payroll has to be efficient. It has to be effective. It has to go on time. It has to be timely basis. There have to be no employee complaints, and we see to it that we reach our payroll efficiency at 100%. So the goal I have set in terms of my payroll efficiency is 100%. I have to also provide feedback. As a manager, I want to provide feedback. If something goes wrong in the payroll, I get some complaints from people, I have to give feedback to my payroll manager that there are issues, payroll is not getting processed on time, there are people who are complaining about payroll. So can we look at how we can make it more effective? Okay. I keep reviewing every month whether the payroll is going on time. So I review the results and I determine, are there any opportunities where the person who's managing the payroll is able to understand all the nuances related to payroll. So does he understand the elements of pay? Does he understand benefit? Does he understand statutory norms? Does he understand what's happening in terms of governmental regulations for payroll? So different things does he understand, and how can I help him learn, get him trained and become a better person in terms of managing payroll more effective. I'm just using payroll as an example. So effectively, at the end of any performance management cycle, we evaluate an employee, and so we measure whether the person has performed as per what we would expect. And so we would definitely track what are the quantitative and qualitative outcomes. Has the person achieved the goals that are expected of him? Has he contributed well? Has his productivity improved? Has he gone down in terms of his productivity? Has he upped his productivity? And how does he do the overall management of his work effectively? How does he bring in new processes or practices to make his work more and more effective? Okay, so a lot of tracking on outcomes that the person would do while he's managing his payroll is very important to measure. So managing or measuring any performance, it is essential to manage performance and also the performance related improvements. So let us continue with our payroll example. Okay, so we saw that one person, I have a payroll manager who's managing the payroll, and every month I'm looking at how this person is performing. Is he sending, say for example, an employee left the organization and his payroll, his full and final did not happen on time. The employee came back after some time and said that my full and payment has not happened on time. What can we do to improve a full and final process? What is essentially a full and final final payment process, guys? It's essentially when an employee leaves an organization, when he exits an organization, you do is full and final settlement. So all whatever is his pay for the notice period, his salaries, you calculate everything and you give him the final pay after he has left. Now, why is it important to do it on time? Because an employee leaves the organization, he has to leave on a good faith. And if his payment is full and final, does not happen on time, it eventually would lead to negativity for an exited employee from the organization. So we're just using payroll here again as an example. And I'm trying to explain you that what does your performance mean for the payroll manager? So he has to ensure that he does the payroll or the full and final of this employee on time. So if that doesn't happen, then does he look at the overall full and final process? Does he look at the overall process? Is there something that is missing in this process? What can he do to improve this process better, right? And then improvise on performing better so that all other employees who are leaving, exited employees, do get their full and final payment in the right time. So essentially managing this and being able to understand what is going well for the person to perform and what can be the areas which are missing so that improvement in the performance happens. Okay, now any organization, depending on their nature, the size of the organization, the type of the organization, we have so many industries, domains. There are pharma organizations, IT organizations, there are manufacturing organizations, there are finance organizations. Some are small, some are mid-sized, some are large organization, right? Each organization would have multiple set of people working, having multiple roles at every level. People would have different roles to play. So depending on whatever is the nature of the organization, the type and size, based on that, an organization will define what are the key performance indicator, based on what would they understand whether the person has performed or not, based on the role that person is playing at the level of the organization, at what level the person is playing that role. Let's take an example of a finance head. Okay, a finance head for a certain organization. Let's take an example of a finance head for a pharmaceutical organization. So for a pharma organization, a finance head would be playing a certain role, and he would have certain set of KPIs, key performance indicators defined for him, based on which he has to perform or deliver. Okay, so every role has certain indicators based on which his performance is measured. So performance, we'll continue with our understanding of all the various concepts which are part of any performance management process. Okay, so we all understand that any performance management process will impact an individual's performance. Based on how an organization's performance management is defined, it will impact his performance, right? It will also impact the organization's performance. How the organization is performing will essentially be very key based on the performance management process the organization has. So we'll come to why it is so, why an organization performance and an individual performance gets affected. I will explain to you all more in detail in some time. We all know it is a continuous process. Say for example, my goals are set, or as a manager, I have set somebody's goals. I can't talk to him after 6 months and tell him that, you know, you have not done this, you have not done this, you were supposed to deliver this, you were supposed to make this happen. So if I give him continuous feedback, he will be on track. But if I give him feedback, if it is not a continuous process and I give him feedback after 6 months or a year, we have lost time, we have lost energy, we have lost the person's potential to do better. Okay. And hence it is very important that the process is done on a continuous basis. When we say continuous feedbacks, we did talk about feedbacks. Feedback has to be continuous. It often feedback is related to a certain incident or to a certain situation. Say an employee is not able to perform in a certain situation. It's important for the manager to tell him at that point of time, this is incident based feedback. Give the information to the employee that for so and so reason, this was expected from you for this situation and you have not performed, and these are the things you can do so that your performance improves, or you can do this better. This is something that you missed. You should remember this next time. You could have written this mail better in this way. Why don't you undergo a training so that you can perform better for this area? So that is how a person can get continuous feedback. It's very important for the manager to be able to do this on a continuous basis. So any organization can continue to do better, okay, only when it is doing, when it has a process which is continuous in nature. The performance management process is continuous in nature, okay. And when it is continuous in nature, the chances of an organization to achieve its goal, achieve its final business outcomes is possible only when it is a process which is on an everyday basis. So certain while it is certain managers do the process on weekly basis, they're committed towards development of their team members. Certain managers do it on a monthly basis. So it depends on managers to managers, while organizations would define certain timelines on the way they want people, the managers to assess their team members. So anytime a performance management process, how can it become more effective? How can it be more meaningful? Is only when it is designed and implemented correctly. Okay, so it's very important to clarify and reinforce expectations. And what do you think the person at the level that he is performing? What is he accountable for? What is he responsible for? What is he supposed to deliver at the end of the timeline or the period? It's very important to clarify that. The goals, whatever goals I set for a person, the goals have to be in line with the what is the organization's vision and mission. Let's assume the organization's vision is to be best. Let's take a very, very simple example of a simple manufacturing, let's take a manufacturing organization example, and the manufacturing organizations is into manufacture of garments. So it decide, it says that this year we will achieve, our vision is to manufacture the best of garments which are breathable, which are nature friendly, which are in line with the consumer's expectations, and we will double our turnover this year. There is a certain goal the organization has in terms of the vision. It is looking at itself as a sustainable organization in the garment industry, but it's also on a mission to double its turnover. So people who are working in this organization, their goals have to be aligned to what is the organization vision. If I am an employee of an organization which believes in sustainability, I myself have to believe in sustainability. I have to be in line with that vision. I have to understand what is sustainability. If I am using fabrics, they have to be sustainable fabrics. The colors, the fabrics that this organization will use, the colors that will be more natural colors. They will be made of natural dyes because the organization believes more in sustainability. It believes in climate, giving back to the environment. It believes in not creating waste, right? So as a person, if I believe in all these things, I will give back to the organization with more vigor, because I'm personally feel responsible for the environment. I feel responsibility for creating a sustainable environment. And that's how the mission, vision, values of an organization, goals of an organization align with me also personally. Okay, so I hope that's a little more clear for you to understand how an employee would relate with an organization. Now, in line with this, if I am a designer in this organization, I'm designing the clothes, or you know, I am let me assume more than a designer, I am sourcing fabric in this organization. And because one of the main goals of the organization is sustainability, not to create environmental waste, I will source fabric which is more local in nature, which does not use artificial colors, I would source fabric which is a dyed fabric from natural colors, right? So that becomes my goal. That all fabric that I will source as a fabric sourcer, or somebody who is sourcing fabric for this organization, I will do it in a more sustainable way. So I am aligned as in my role also, I am getting aligned to the organization's goal. I hope I have made this a little more clear, right? It's also important for any organization to engage and retain all its top performers. It has to develop and grow its employees personally, as well as they have to be able to grow professionally. Some of the important factors are that people should be able to do critical thinking, there has to be agility, creativity, and the process should motivate employees towards being more successful in the work that they do. Okay, So performance management, essentially, it's a very broad concept. It involves understanding, acting on the performance issues at each level of the organization. It's also a very, very systematic process in which the organization involves its employees, it involves its individuals, involves teams, and overall the effectiveness of the organization, overall effectiveness of the organization goes up. We definitely talked about how performance get measured. We will talk more detail about that, but it also helps in, you know, as a part of that process, we are also developing incentives. Why should I really work for a certain thing? Why would I deliver a certain output? All this is very important as a part of any measurement a performance management process would do. It also requires a system so that, you know, the performance management process requires performance information system that can be audited and related to financial management and any policy cycles. So the process also needs audited, because we said in the beginning it has to be a fair process. There are outcomes in terms of rewards. If you do well, you get rewarded better. Rewards could be in terms of your increment in your salaries. You could get better incentives. You could get bonuses. Okay. So a lot of financial implications or financial gains are also a part of the performance management process. And hence, it has to be audited and it has to be a fair process.